Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And you may not see the subtitle to Alive and Well is Fanatic Organics. We are Fanatic Organics. You get to Alive and Well at 745 South Allo Road, and you have the most amazing combination of organic herbs, organic nutrients, proteins, combinations, no chemicals, none of that terrible stuff. Beautiful, though, for every particular situation that you feel like addressing, and also without any kind of toxins whatsoever. Great prices. And there we are, hand in hand with the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember what I've said before, broth is a broad spectrum term. It's not just a magnificent, wonderful dish. It's all kinds of great organic dishes. And whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, you want organic chicken, organic meats, all those choices are there for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. And we have the local organic Maui farmers. We're so grateful. Every day, the organic vegetables brought in there, used in all the different dishes, and also a high concentration juicer there, only bottled in glass, where vegetable and fruit juices, all of that incorporated in the magnificent Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Right, dear?
Right, dear.
That's right. It's just so exciting and so delicious. And, you know, we get endless commentary. And, you know, you can't really leave by saying that we actually had Alive and Well congratulations. We were told that we were voted the best of 2025, recognized for outstanding customer satisfaction, and also by terrific feedback and great, wonderful foods and great broth cafe.
Great feedback on the food and the people serving the food.
That's right, and also all the other people in the Alive and Well. They've said that it's the best. The best.
Are you trying to get into the picture? Is that the idea? They included you in that praise as well.
Once in a while, I get a nice pat on the head. Okay, sometimes I get a nice pat on the head.
A pat on the head, yeah. Or a pat across the back of the head.
And they wanted us to know that this was based on genuine customer feedback, not nominations or votes. And they quoted saying, recognizing your business as a top-rated health food store. That was very wonderful and sweet and terrific. So we got voted that way, and we're very pleased. Thank you very much.
Yes, but we also have the Vortex water.
Then talk a little Vortex. What do I have to say to get you into a Vortex chamber?
I'm in the mood. I'm always spinning around in circles.
And dance and once in a while.
Well, that's part of the circle.
That's part of the circle.
But
he didn't even do it for, you know.
Getting back to the molecular structure,
not only of my feet,
but of the Vortex water,
talk about the Vortex machine. Okay, go
right
ahead.
Which spins that water, reactivates the hydrogen and oxygen, makes it brand new water again, falling precipitously off the Maui mountaintop. That's what you're getting when you get the Vortex water. So bring your water containers, whether it's a half gallon, gallon, 5 gallon or more, bring it into Alive and Well. Fill up with the Vortex water. It is hyperoxygenated, hyperhydrogenated. It is amazing what water can do, real water, what it does for your central nervous system, for your brains, for your heart, for your little toe, all of it. It revitalizes and gets all the right nutrients in the right proportions wherever they're destined to go.
But in 1938, this famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Now, that's the highest thing in medicine ever, okay, in history, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And actually, that was certified to be true, okay?
Well, yeah, yeah.
And these two parameters are proven to be positively supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the Vortex water is 7.8. So it gives all kinds of structure, detoxification, cell availability. This is proven saving energy, strengthening our immune system all over the places.
drinking your immune system.
You're getting an immune system. And you know what else it has? The taste. If you taste the Vortex water, yeah. You know, sometimes you may eat out something or you may have a salad and they give you some water and you taste it, you go, oh, what is this? The difference in the taste is vast. Is
and the feeling in the mouth.
And that's
the
right.
The feeling in the mouth
that's
as you
right.
slurp it down. It's wonderful.
That's
Vortex.
Right.
At Alive and Well.
You know, let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications, take them off medication. Doctor's area. We're just share wonderful information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
Some doctors,
and but there's been many clinical trials to support a lot of these truths that we bring out.
And these are the leading doctors.
That's right.
These are the doctors who win Nobel Prizes.
That's right.
These are the doctors who make real advances in human health because they deal with what? Nutrients. Not drugs.
Not poison.
Not toxicity. Not overload of junk in your system or your food. It is dealing with nutrients. The very minute function of every nutrient in your body is microscopic. Keep that in mind. Everything is microscopic in your body. Except when all those microscopic elements come together, then you have magnificent health, magnified health.
That's right. And you know, this, what it just amazes me, I don't even know how to cope with it. So maybe this will be one spot where you hear Mona speaking, you go, she can't cope with it. I can't cope with this. The recognized leading medical doctor, he's on the news every day, just about every day on television, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Yep.
He has a whole big professional, I forget what the exact thing about it, but he is this big top professional who's asked about everything. And this just came out again, and RFK Jr. was right there speaking with him, that, you know, and this was the news now on TV. This is what they said. This is what they said and reported. 80% of adults in the U.S. now are extremely overweight. 80% of all adults.
And not just overweight. Most of that overweightness in the people is obesity.
Extreme.
And it's not just adults.
No.
Obese children.
That's
as
right.
well
That's
as
what
adults.
They went on to say. Extreme depression in the United States is rampant. And the RFK came out and says, you've got to change your diet to cut down the depression. And here.
And you know
then
what
they
he's
both
given?
Said? They both said, we have a much shorter lifespan now than in the last 200 years. And they do that to diet
Lord.
And chemicals.
Oh
they
my
said,
God.
We have a much, this is their exact quote.
I didn't hear that before.
Much shorter lifespan than in the last 200 years. Exact quote. And they said, quote, these are all quotes from those two specialists. Must change what we eat to solve all these issues. Did you hear that? Leaders say, and then the leaders say, and they quoted, vaccines don't give natural immunity. Did you hear that?
And did they also go into the fact that vaccines have a whole litany of undesirable side
they
effects?
They did. And then they say, too, we spend a huge amount on health care with virtually nothing to show for it. They go here, and here's their next quote, foods, this is recognized, and they came out with recognized truth. Foods high in chemicals are tied to all forms of cancer. Foods high in chemicals.
And where do those
the
chemicals?
Where
do those chemicals come from?
All
from
kinds
the manufacturers,
that's
the
right.
processors of what is a natural substance into a marketable, profitable product. Which is not health building,
no, destruction.
Not health regenerating, not life extending, but it's more profitable, and that's where it's all about.
Right, and when they talked, they went on to say that the top TV news with these experts again, and Dr. Mark Siegel said out here, he said that the GLP-1 weight loss drug, millions use these weight loss drugs to absolutely, he said, no avail. It does nothing. Do the healthy steps, he said, not the drugs. Cut the carbs. This is the doctor. Cut out the drugs. Eat healthy foods, make lifestyle changes, not the drugs. Eat healthfully. Did you hear that?
Heard that before?
We've said it a couple of times, you don't think?
Where have we heard that before?
Where have we heard that?
How about when you were a teenager? How about 60 years ago? How about from the 1960s when we first met? We've been living this lifestyle.
That's right.
Okay, for
yes.
How long? Well, for 61 years,
yes.
All right? Folks, it is rampant knowledge that chemicals don't sustain life. Chemicals don't bring new cells. Chemicals reduce side effects of drugs, side effects of the toxins that you're eating and the drugs that you're taking.
They make the stuff last forever. It's rotten, and they make money off of it. They don't care what they do to your health.
That's the big point right there.
That's right.
They make the texturizers and the flavorings and the colorings and all the wonders they add to the food processing in the food processing industry extend the life of the product, but not the life of the user.
No, it's exactly right. And they even go on and it's been forever. We got research teams showing these so-called low and no calorie sweeteners show up in common grocery items such as soda, low calorie desserts, yogurt, all of these things. Aspartame, saccharin, or sorbitol, acesulfame K, and the scientists put these things that patients underwent various cognitive tests, and they all of their different things, recall, words, information, processing speed, all were harmed by the taking of these terrible chemicals.
And what they're crying for now is Coca-Cola with sugar. Let's get back to Coca-Cola with sugar.
And you're
let's
saying
go back,
you're
let's go back,
facetious.
Let's go back to the original recipe, Coca-Cola with sugar. But the original recipe was Coca-Cola with cocaine and sugar. Let's don't go that far back.
Yeah.
Let's don't go back to sugar. Let's go back to how about no Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
What did I say? No Coca-Cola? What's going to happen? Well, you're going to have health.
That's right.
Consider that.
And all of those other terrible drugs and all those terrible things. And we have endless reports about that type of thing. But, you know, let's look at a tremendously positive. This has gone on. A leader in Europe. There is a star player. You know, in Europe, so many of those doctors there are not run by pharmaceutical drugs and companies the way that we are here in the U.S. of A. And here is a lead player that they have used in so many different ways, particularly in Europe. And it's called acetyl L-carnitine. And they have so much information that has come out about this magnificent player, completely natural, acetyl L-carnitine. And the acetyl L-carnitine, when they say the word acetyl, it passes the blood-brain barrier and the heart barrier. It regenerates heart and brain and nerve tissue. And here they go on.
And every cell in your body.
That's right.
Okay, let me go back to, you've heard me say this a million times, folks, one more time for good effect. Mitochondria, mighty, mighty little microscopic pieces of poof called mitochondria, and they create energy. They're microscopic; you can't see them. They create energy for the one cell in which they're contained. As you probably know this by rote by this time, but a heart cell, heart muscle cell, has five. It's invisible by itself, but in that invisible heart muscle cell contains 5,000 invisible mitochondria. And those mitochondria create energy from what? Acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right. It's amazing.
And that produces an energy level for this one cell. And all of those cells put together create a stronger heart, a real muscle. Something that's capable of pumping every second of your life for the next 90 years. It doesn't pump that vigorously when you're 90 years old, but when you're 18, it pumps like crazy. When you want to go beyond 18 years old, the acetyl L-carnitine is instrumental in maintaining mitochondrial energy production for your heart, your brains, your toes, your eyes, everything in between.
And here they report here of medical studies, strictly medical studies listed. Acetyl L-carnitine, all the many benefits, They start here by saying it treats neurodegenerative diseases. Medical studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine has hugely beneficial effects on neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's. Then it cites the medical
right.
Alzheimer's.
I know.
A long study of 3, 6, and 12 months also showed that taking acetyl-L-carnitine to treat mild cognitive impairment and early Alzheimer's disease was completely effective and increased its benefits over time. Medical research has shown that Alzheimer's patients taking acetyl-L-carnitine showed significantly less mental deterioration. Did we hear that? Significantly less mental deterioration, medical study quote.
And the same improvement goes for Parkinson's disease.
That's right, they go on.
For a host of other mental, emotional complications as you get older.
Right, and they
say acetyl-L-carnitine does what? Creates new cellular energy in the mitochondria, which produces a better brain.
Studies show using acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation regulates neurotransmitters and helps the brain adapt and reorganize itself, also known as, now listen to this everyone, neuroplasticity.
Plasticity.
Which gets flexibility.
Right.
That's youth. A review of treating adults with depressive symptoms found that acetyl-L-carnitine significantly reduced depressive symptoms and showed similar effectiveness compared to established antidepressants with zero side effects.
Those are standard.
And that it worked within 2 to 3 days and zero side effects, unlike the antidepressants.
And the ineffectiveness of the drugs they use in place of.
That's right.
Right? And who wants to use the drugs in place of acetyl-L-carnitine? The drug industry.
That's right. And people with terrible side effects and not getting the results. It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of taking acetyl-L-carnitine were long-lasting and much quicker to act than other medical classic treatments. And that's
say that one more time.
It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of taking acetyl-L-carnitine were long-lasting and much quicker to act than the other so-called classic treatments.
Is that a beautiful? Is that beautiful or what?
It was also shown to have a quick-acting and long-lasting antidepressant effects. In 2 to 3 days, it kicked in. These findings show that acetyl-L-carnitine should be a new way to treat symptoms of depression, say the doctors. Okay? And I want you to read another thing here, that it increases muscle mass. It increases muscle mass and strength, the medical studies they quote here. Acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation in age 70-plus reduced both mental and physical fatigue for older people.
And the heart muscle.
Study
the
have shown, that's right.
The heart muscle is a muscle. That's what the heart is.
That's right.
It's a muscle which contracts every second of your life.
Study,
and
the acetyl-L-carnitine
feeds the heart muscle mitochondria.
Yes, it does.
Which makes them more vigorous and makes a stronger muscle, a stronger heart, a better heartbeat, a better pulse. It's and the statin drugs deplete the mitochondria.
With horrific side effects. We're here, they're telling here, medical studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine is highly tolerated and is completely free from any side effects. Are we kidding? A study specifically measuring acetyl-L-carnitine safety for elderly patients found that it can be taken without any side effects in the elderly who often react to medical
treatment. What drug can you name?
That's
can you
right.
name a drug that can say that?
No.
Honestly,
and studies
truthfully.
Measuring how taking acetyl-L-carnitine can treat depression showed that it was completely effective and it started working within 2 to 3 days. And can you read this about how it heals injured nerves?
All right, folks.
Listen, nothing could be more
exciting
important.
Exciting stuff.
Unbelievable.
Acetyl-L-carnitine heals injured nerves, says Dr. Blaylock, MD, who writes the following. I'm going to read it to you word for word, verbatim, as they say. Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies show that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine can stimulate healing of injured nerves and reduce the nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing.
Wow.
acetyl L-carnitine, the doctor goes on to say, activates a special type of glutamate receptor, the mGluR2, that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant, reducing inflammation. And other studies show that acetyl L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells.
There you go. Get the bing, a big get your boost your brain.
Which benefits people suffering from a stroke or from other types of brain injury. Name the brain injury. Name the brain insufficiency. Acetyl L-carnitine helps to do what? Rejuvenate the mitochondria and every invisible brain cell to function for better energy production and better health creation.
Terrific.
Nerve problems, the doctor goes on to say, occur with diabetes and medical studies found that acetyl L-carnitine corrects the diabetic nerve damage.
Yeah, you know, and this is interesting because the doctors go on to say here that acetyl L-carnitine is best for brain and nervous system health, reduces insulin resistance, so it's helping to stabilize the diabetics and prevent the weight gain also around the middle, which is the insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. But here's something you guys are going to love too. One of the things it's found to do in men is boosts testosterone.
Hooray!
Yeah. And it goes on here about the testosterone. And here's the doctors explaining this. How does acetyl L-carnitine affect testosterone? Acetyl L-carnitine activates testosterone receptors, helping your body use the hormone more effectively. Medical studies show it significantly improves testosterone levels, especially in older men.
And who has lowest testosterone levels? Older men.
Yeah. So then, you know,
younger men don't have that problem.
You know what? They couldn't, if they'd known about this a long time ago, they couldn't have made that movie Grumpy Old Men and Grumpier Old Men. Because they wouldn't have had to do it. Because they take acetyl L-carnitine, they wouldn't be grumpy anymore.
They'd have testosterone.
That's
exactly
right. And then it goes here, brain health, hormone balance. Whether you're looking to optimize your workouts, sharpen your memory, or support overall wellness, acetyl L-carnitine offers research-backed benefits that make a difference in your health journey. But it's interesting to me about the testosterone levels, too. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, it's wonderful that there's a viable, honest approach to restoring testosterone levels. And again, in so doing, it restores muscle tone, strength, brain tone, heart tone, kidney, liver, every vital organ in your body. Acetyl L-carnitine helps to rejuvenate, I'll say it one more time, the what? The mitochondria of every invisible cell in your body. Not just testosterone, but your heart and your brain and your eyes and your little toe and your knee and your elbow, wherever it might be. It helps to improve and refurbish the mitochondrial energy production of every cell in your body.
That's right. And you know, that's why we were so passionate. We had heard about all the benefits. I didn't know all the benefits. We had heard about all the benefits for the heart and the brain of acetyl L-carnitine, and this top specialist told us that. That's why Alive and Well brought in the highest power, the highest purity and safety and everything at the lowest possible price.
And created by the form of acetyl L-carnitine, created for us, for Alive and Well, by a holistic MD physician. It's the purest product on the market.
That's right.
It is the acetyl L-carnitine above all acetyl L-carnitines. It is the purest product created by a holistic physician.
And it's amazing to me, though, when we read the different reports and they outlined all the studies, that it works with, they listed all the terrible side effects of the drugs for depression, and so many people suffer from it at all ages, you know? And here it said, but when they used acetyl L-carnitine, 2 or 3 days, it outclassed all the drugs with zero side effects.
That's right.
All benefits and all that, not even, I mean, talking about how it helps the heart how it helps the brain and the acetyl form passing the blood-brain barrier into the heart and regenerating those tissues and preventing nervous system damage. That is amazing, and restore the flexibility of the whole nervous system.
You're right with that, the nervous system, but it restores the viability and life energy support of every cell in your body. The brain, yes, thank God. The heart, yes, thank God. The liver, yes, thank God. And the pancreas, and every cell, your eyeballs, everything in your system is rejuvenated by acetyl L-carnitine. Why? I'll say it one more time. It rejuvenates the mitochondrial energy production of every cell in your body.
And here's
it does it.
And here here's this thing printed by a top doctor, and he's got this whole thing print and showing the thing. Acetyl L-carnitine reduces irregular heartbeat, says the doctor. And here I'm going to quote and give you the information about him. Acetyl L-carnitine decreased irregular heartbeat by 85%.
85%.
And he says, and the
doctor
showed.
How many drugs does it take? How many pharmaceuticals does it take to try to restore or maintain life for a person with a heart condition?
And when it says irregular heartbeats, it's a leading cause of death.
Yeah.
A leading cause of death.
Well, they admit to over 800,000 people dying a year of heart disease.
That's right. And they say it's the number one killer. And it says
but
here.
How many of them have any improvement? They're all those 800,000 people who die of heart disease every year are on drugs of multitudinous numbers.
That's right.
All right?
Yeah.
But the acetyl L-carnitine restores the strength of the heart muscle.
Right.
So it pumps the way it's designed to pump in old age as it did when you were a younger age.
And of course, since these things often get done in other countries, because this, you know, the United States and the clinical and all the drugs, but here he see a report here, and the doctor showed it here in a whole thing. The amino acid acetyl L-carnitine reduces irregular heartbeat. In a medical clinical study reported by Dr. P. Risen and his colleagues from the University of Bari, Italy, the effect of acetyl L-carnitine on reducing arrhythmias was studied in patients who had just suffered a myocardial infarction. That's a heart attack.
Yep.
Arrhythmias are a frequent cause of death, says the doctor, after a heart attack has occurred. Thus, the reduction of arrhythmias by the use of acetyl L-carnitine greatly increases the chance of a patient surviving a heart attack. Unbelievable. It just knocks me out. In the medical study shown in the figure above, they show this. Patients who received acetyl L-carnitine for several days during their hospital stay, the heartbeat was recorded and the numbers of irregular heartbeats were counted. Patients receiving acetyl L-carnitine had 85% less irregular heartbeats than those heart attack patients who did not receive acetyl L-carnitine. These remarkable results with ALC were achieved in this therapy. In the same way, acetyl L-carnitine, given as a dietary supplement, says the doctor, helps prevent and reduce irregular heartbeats and heart attack deaths.
Need I ask, how safe is acetyl L-carnitine?
Completely 1,000%.
Exactly.
Completely 1,000%. And only benefit.
But you're not going to hear that from the drug cartel. You're not going to hear that from the doctors, from the cardiologists. They're not going to tell you about acetyl L-carnitine because they're doing what? They're prescribing the drugs, the statin drugs, which do what? Reduce the mitochondrial strength of every heart cell.
That's right.
Did you know that, folks?
Yes.
The very drugs they're giving you for heart disease weaken the heart muscle, as they weaken your arm muscles, as they weaken your leg muscles as well. And they also weaken what? Your brain. They weaken the mitochondria. They produce sarcopenia, which is protein wasting. And that's what the drugs do. The acetyl L-carnitine, according to all holistic physicians, restores the mitochondrial strength, restores the function of every cell in your body to create healthful new energy.
Right.
And then amplify that by the godzillion numbers of cells in your heart
and
your brain,
does,
and you've got good health.
Reducing the number one cause of death and the patients take the tachycardia arrhythmia, which happens as a result of myocardial infarction, mm-hmm. reducing it by 85%. Think about the lives saved, one nutrient, and that's why they know about it, and they're not run by the drug companies over there. And speaking of that,
speaking of that also, is the fact that the holistic physician who created the Alive and Well formulas, the vitamin formulas, gives you the highest quality of every nutrient you put into your body, whether it's vitamin C, whether it's brain power, whether it's acetyl L-carnitine, whether it's cardio CoQ10, all the highest quality that you can get anywhere in the world at Alive and Well.
That's right. You got to. We said this a long time ago before we knew all the amazing plethora of benefits of acetyl L-carnitine, that it was a leader in Europe because they're really concerned there about helping people be well. Mm-hmm. And here, the MAHA, you know what M-A-H-A?
Make America Healthy Again.
That's right. The MAHA Commission, this is Dr. Mercola, famous doctor, reporting what is going on, okay? And he's reporting that the MAHA Commission report to spotlight toxins, that's deadly chemicals, know the word toxins, in our food, okay? The MAHA Commission's report identifies food toxins over medication and environmental stressors as the core drivers behind the surge in childhood chronic illness. Listen to that. Childhood chronic illness.
Drug induced.
That's right. And the Centers for Disease Control, CDC data, says the doctor, shows that 87% of U.S. children have glyphosate in their urine. 87% of U.S. children have glyphosate in their urine, pointing to daily exposure through common chemicalized foods like wheat, oats, corn-based snacks. Federal agencies are now being mobilized to close research gaps, overhaul outdated food safety laws, and launch real-time tracking of toxic exposures. Chronic illness, says the doctor in his report, isn't just about genetics. It's the result of daily inputs like poor food quality, excess chemicals, and all the other toxins.
Sugars.
Yes. Removing inflammatory foods, cleaning up your home environment, gives your child's biology the condition it needs to heal. So another important fact about the toxins and everything else. Toxins in food. Could you read this thing about the MAHA commissions and now and the toxins in food?
What's so exciting about MAHA is that MAHA is what Mona and Dennis have been talking about. It wasn't named MAHA until Trump became president and appointed Robert Kennedy Jr. as head of the MAHA movement, as it were, okay? But the idea of MAHA is Make America Healthy Again. How do you do that? By introducing unique substances like natural foods and natural vitamins, which the drug industry and the food industry have grown away from, and those two industries badmouth natural foods at every opportunity they can. They tell you they're good, healthy stuff, but with all the chemical listings that are comprised in each of those products, they're not healthy. What did you want me to read?
Yes. I wanted you to read about the thing about
the toxins
in the food that they report.
Here we go. And right along with that is this title, Toxins in Food Are Now a Bipartisan Emergency. The MAHA Commission was tasked with uncovering how environmental toxins, food additives, and pharmaceutical drugs contribute to the toxicity. The commissioner's first report challenges both regulatory agencies and the industry leaders to confront how America's food and medical systems are failing everyone, especially children. Rates of childhood illness have skyrocketed in just one generation. The report cites dramatic rises in obesity, childhood diabetes, childhood cancer, childhood autism and depression and food allergies among children. Among more than one in five U.S. children over the age of six are now obese. Can you get that?
What's the percentage for everybody to hear that again?
1 in 6 are now obese. 1 in 6. That's a 270% increase since the 1970s.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Autism affects 1 in 31 children by age 8. Autism is a mental condition. And childhood cancer has risen 40% since 1975. How do these things happen? What you feed your kids, what the food industry promotes as nutritious food.
Yes.
These trends reflect more than genetics. They reflect a collapsing health environment.
That is so true. It is tragically true. You know, stay away from chemicals. Stay away from the poisons. Go ahead.
Children are something. Children are absorbing dangerous levels of herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides from everyday foods. A 2022 U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study showed that 87% of children tested high in glyphosate, an herbicide used in Roundup.
Roundup, the weed killer.
Okay.
All over those toxic the foods and products that are grown everywhere with the chemicals. If they're not organic, they can got glyphosate.
And the chemicals show up in their urine. The urine is the residue, is the carrier for so many of the toxins that are in your system. Exposure comes not only from handling the chemical directly, but from consuming the common foods like wheat and oats and other grains.
And all those chemicals that the glyphosate is sprayed on all of those chemicals used in the foods, etc., and in the vegetables that aren't organic.
Goes on to say that farmers frequently spray glyphosate on crops shortly before harvest.
Unbelievable.
And not only do they do it during the growing season, but before harvest. To what? To speed up the drying of the vegetable or the food or the crop, so it's more easily harvested. It doesn't bend over. Okay. The commission highlights this as a key factor in immune disruption, in hormonal shifts, and in neurological disorders that are seen now in children. The government recommendations include phasing out artificial dyes and ending fluoride use, and Kennedy has directed the Department of Health and Human Services to investigate fluoride's role in long-term health complications and to begin phasing out of the U.S. food supply. These additives are permitted in so many U.S. foods, have been restricted or banned in other countries due to their impact on behavior and attention. It goes on and on.
But we have to take back our health. And they go on and say that it has to do with childhood health, but it says that the chronic exposure to these chemicals and these drugs and the preservatives and herbicide residues has been linked to a surge in adult onset conditions as well, including type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, autoimmune disease, and infertility. Kennedy has repeatedly stated that America's chronic illness burden isn't accidental. It's engineered to systemic neglect and regulatory failure.
The word engineered.
Purposely done.
It is creatively done. They find every way in the world to add more chemicals. More chemicals and more chemicals and more chemicals, which are what? Non-nutritive. They interfere with the natural metabolism of every cell in your body. Your cells need food, real food and real vitamins and minerals derived from food and from supplements to create new life, new cells, new energy production in every invisible, again, every cell is invisible by itself, but altogether they make up you. How many invisible cells does it take to make up you? Hundreds of gazillions, who can count them? But they're all fed by nutrients, not by chemicals.
No, that's exactly right, and that was part of another thing that Dr. Mercola reported. Can you read that?
I can read that.
Go right ahead.
The surprising clues that predict Alzheimer's disease in years in advance. I'm pausing here for a second because it's staggering. A major study reveals that common health conditions like common health conditions like diabetes is common, thyroid problems are common, digestive issues are common, vitamin deficiencies are common, but they all raise the risk of Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease years before the symptoms actually begin to be known.
Unreal.
Researchers examined 155 conditions and found that problems, especially type 2 diabetes, gastritis, and deficiencies in vitamin D and B vitamins, were more common in people who developed these brain diseases later. The risks were strongest when these conditions showed up 10 to 15 years before diagnosis with brain conditions. The findings highlight how long-term brain health is influenced by early issues related to hormones, to the gut-brain connection, to the metabolic function of every cell in your body. Experts say these results reinforce the data that cognitive decline starts well before memory loss or tremors appear.
Amazing, right?
I do.
So
you're standing in the middle of the room wondering why you're standing in the middle of the room. What did I come in here for? Well, that's one of the beginning symptoms that you're going to have, folks. Doctors believe the research changes how we approach prevention. Instead of waiting for symptoms, future care should focus on tracking common health markers like blood sugar, thyroid levels, and nutrient status. Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease affect millions of people. Catching risks early offers new ways to delay or avoid these serious conditions.
Yes.
I guess congeals into the fact, again, folks, your cells are at the mercy of you. Your willpower to not eat the sweets, your willpower to not smoke, your willpower to not drink a lot of alcohol, your willpower to eat the right foods, and you develop a flavor and a taste and a desire for those foods because of the manifold benefits you get from eating those foods, the increased energy levels, the increased muscle strength and brain function. All the good health symptoms arise from eating less of the chemicals and preservatives and junk, and more of the real food.
And your dad would say right now, as he said to us, the time he saw when we were very young and just married and all, and smoking a cigarette, and you had a cigarette, and we were just kind of, you know, he says, smoking, what are you doing smoking cigarettes? We said, oh, just once in a while we're taking, but he says, it's a little bit. And he goes, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison. I never forget those words.
Bless
and
his
he
heart.
Said it very strongly. And as soon as he said that, you and I never touched another cigarette
again.
I was just, we were very young, we got married. Never touched another one through all these years. But it stayed with me. And even those words and his passion and the truth, there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
The simplicity of the truth.
The simplicity.
It was so pungent.
Yes, that's right.
But keep in mind also, honey.
Yes.
My father used to smoke Camels.
He did?
Of course.
Well, that was a very popular cigarette. Well, he learned, didn't he?
Of course.
When
he was in the Navy in World War II, he was a smoker like every other sailor. Well, but he learned, and he very simply said that one statement, which instead of scolding us for smoking, he said there's no such thing as a little bit of poison.
That's right. No, and he made it very clear, and I've been forever grateful to him that he said that.
And that's been a major theme in our life since.
That's right. But again, it's so applicable to so many different things, okay? So applicable to so many things. And here, I'm grateful to these different doctors who have done these tests and studies and reported them, okay? And you know, it's amazing. As far back as when, my gosh, I hate to tell you how long ago, as when I was pregnant, you know, and we were opening our first health food store.
That was Rachel.
Yeah, that was Rachel, and then with Darren. We knew about then the importance and the critical importance of fish oils and the baby's brain and eyesight.
Oh,
but we knew way back then, right? the pure fish oils.
DHA and EPA.
And when you're pregnant, they said take it and then later give it to baby. And here's this report, British Journal of Ophthalmology. That's a British medical journal of ophthalmology. These are the ophthalmologists, eye doctors, right?
Right, right.
And here it is. The super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils have been shown to have a variety of health benefits, including a lower risk of heart disease, dementia, and many forms of cancer. Now, new findings show omega-3s help ward off the development of nearsightedness, myopia, in children. I had that when I was a kid, the nearsightedness, you know. According to a report in the British Journal of Ophthalmology, people with myopia, nearsightedness, have trouble seeing distant objects clearly, specifically kids with lower omega-3 intake. We're more likely to develop this physical eye conditions associated with nearsightedness, including an oblong-shaped eye or a steeply curved cornea, researchers said. Quote from the researchers, the results highlight omega-3 fatty acids as a hugely potential protective dietary factor against myopia development, quote, concluded the research team led by senior investigator Dr. Jason Yam, a professor of ophthalmology at the University of Hong Kong. The study also found that, okay, researchers tracked the eye health of more than 1,000 68-year-olds randomly recruited from a larger scale study. Nearsightedness, also known as short-sightedness, sometimes occurs when the shape of the eye causes incoming light rays to fall short of the retinas, the wall of light-sensing cells at the back of the eye. The study also found that the kids with the highest intake of these omega-3 oils, okay, I'm getting there, had the shortest axial length, an indication that they were protected against nearsightedness. Similarly, measures of short-sightedness severity were highest in those kids with the lowest omega-3 fatty acids, the medical researchers said. Researchers speculated that omega-3 fish oils can protect against nearsightedness by increasing blood flow to the eye.
All right.
And promoting healthy eye development.
And how does it do that? By maintaining the pliability, the elasticity of the vascular system, so that the cell wall of the artery, the capillary, the arteriole, does not become dry and hardened. Once it becomes dry and hardened, it closes itself off, and the blood doesn't get through. Whether it's your brain or your eye or your little toe, the same procedure develops, and it prevents the circulation, prevents the nutrients, the oxygen and the nutrients getting to the cells, and those cells die. That's how diabetics go blind, because sugar creates such inflammation.
Yeah, interesting.
It burns up the capillaries and the arterioles.
That's right.
And they all cauterize or close off. They're dead. Blood and the nutrients cannot get all the way to the destination, which is your eyeball, to keep your vision sharp and alive.
Then, you know, Dr. Russell Blaylock saying the same thing you just said. Okay, the certified, board-certified neurosurgeon, that he was talking about Parkinson's and other. He says it's an inflammatory disease, cardiovascular disease. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease are all linked to inflammatory conditions, as are diabetes, autoimmune disease, trauma. We have discovered that regardless of the event or condition that triggers it, it's caused by intense activation of the brain's immune cells, called microglia. One of the strongest links to Parkinson's is exposure to pesticides and herbicides, especially paraquat, pyridebin, fezaquonin, dieldrin, retinate. One of the consistent findings in Parkinson's is the terrible effects of this inflammation that it has. So it goes on and on, but it's just amazing.
And that's where the super omega-3 from Alive and Well is so effective.
That's right.
It's the highest potency per capsule of the EPA and DHA components, which are omega-3 fatty acids.
That's right.
And they lubricate your eyeballs and your brains and your heart and your little toe just as thoroughly as maximum motor oil does for your car engine.
And your brain is 30, remember, your brain is made up of that fat, okay? 50% of your brain is the omega-3s, EPA and DHA. We got all that. We got great information for you. Come into Alive and Well. We are there for you in every way. You've got to experience that broth and all our wonderful dishes there, the magnificent juices and vegetables, etc., and organically done, delicious, great prices, and all the great things at Alive and Well. We are the Fanatic Organics, and we are there for you 1,000%. And you can always call and talk to us, Mona and Dennis. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.